This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The search for the suspect in the school shooting in Denver yesterday appears to have ended with the discovery of a body near the shooter's car last night. The car was found yesterday afternoon along a county road southwest of Denver. A few hours later, a SWAT team found the body about a quarter mile away. Park County Sheriff Tom McGraw.
It's not a real rough area, not heavily wooded, but of course it got dark. They used canine dogs to help assist them in tracking to where the body was found at.
Officials have still not identified the body. The two shooting victims are recovering. One has been released from the hospital. East High School, where the shooting happened, is closed today. Victims of the King Super shooting in Boulder were remembered last night at an event for the second anniversary of that shooting. Amber Carlson from the Longmont Times-Call says volunteers handed out fresh flowers and bags of compost made from the original flowers at the first memorial. She described the event as somber but uplifting.
People are just still really moved and really affected by what happened. And some people say, you know, we feel like we're supposed to have moved on by now, but we just haven't. And we're still kind of stuck and still grieving and still processing what happened. And so that really was what this event brought home.
Reporter Amber Carlson. A package of bills to expand access to abortion has cleared the Colorado Senate. The legislation also contains protections for families seeking gender-affirming care. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
One bill would increase insurance coverage for abortions and other reproductive care. Another would set restrictions on how crisis pregnancy centers, which generally seek to convince pregnant women not to abort, can advertise their services. And a third bill says Colorado would not participate in any out-of-state investigations that target people who receive or provide abortions or gender-affirming care. One Democrat joined with Republicans to vote against these measures. They now head to the House.
CPR's Benta Berkland. I'm Mike Lamp, and this is CPR News.